Nolte, More Maskless Photos Prove Stacey Abrams Lied on CNN. By John Nolte on February 9, 2022. Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams appeared on far-left CNN Tuesday, where the Democrat was allowed to lie to tens of viewers about her repeated violation of Georgia's school mask mandate. Last Friday, Abrams appeared at a Georgia elementary school for a political photo op. Afterward, both she and her campaign tweeted out a photo showing Stacey comorbidity Abrams seated with a bunch of grade school kids. There was just one problem. The kids, who have almost nothing to fear from the coronavirus, whether or not they are vaccinated, were all masked up. Abrams, who is middle-aged and obese, was not. Social media went wild with the photo, and for a good reason. The photo was yet another example in an ocean of examples that expose Democrats as anti-science hypocrites. While Democrats demand the rest of us abide by their anti-science masking rules, again and again, they prove they don't believe masks are necessary by not wearing them. Abrams' initial response to the scandal was a disaster. In a statement released by her campaign over the weekend, she basically smeared her critics as racists guilty of using a Black History Month reading event for Georgia children as impetus for a false attack. Well, that desperately sweaty flail might have worked when the corporate media still had some influence, but in the year 2022, there's just no way. So, on Tuesday, Governor in her own mind Abrams went to the safest place possible to try and clean up her mess, that place being CNN, where Abrams knew no one would challenge her hypocrisy or lies, which is precisely what happened. If Erin Burnett wonders why she's struggling to attract even a half million viewers, the clip above is a perfect example. Abrams is never challenged about her hypocrisy. In fact, Burnett didn't even have the journalistic integrity to ask Abrams why her campaign deleted the tweet of the photo or why she's now admitting a mistake after releasing a statement attacking her critics. KNLL also allowed Abrams to get away with brazen lying. Here's the relevant part of Abrams' comments. I went to read to kids at an African-American read-in day. Approached the podium with my mask on, I followed the protocols. I told the kids I'm taking my mask off because I'm reading to kids who are listening remotely, as well. We were socially distanced. The kids were socially distanced from me. I told the class what I was doing. And then the excitement after I finished, because it was so much fun working with those kids, I took a picture and that was a mistake. Emphasis added. That's all well and good, except for the fact that it is obviously not true. First off, we're not just talking about a photo. It was not just one photo. As of now, we have numerous photos of a maskless Abrams at this event, including at least three, where she is posing with others maskless. So it was not a photo. It was at least three photos. What's more, Abrams also lied about being socially distanced. We were socially distanced, she told stenographer Burnett. Well, as you can plainly see here, she was nothing close to socially distanced in a group photo with masked staffers. Yep, there's typhoid Stacey right there in the huddle. Only two things can be true about Stacey Abrams. Either she's aware masks are unnecessary and gets off on forcing others to wear them, especially kids. Or, she honestly believes masks work and was willing to risk a super spreader event at an elementary school for a political photo op. Either way, she's a monster. As far as CNN and Erin Burnett allowing their precious sacred cow to get away with this barefaced dissembling and lying, it's precisely what we've come to expect from that raging dumpster fire. Never change, CNN. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.